Here at UCLA, we talk about having an elite mindset that stands for energy, leadership, integrity, toughness, and excellence. And that's important. That's a mindset. That's not wins and losses. That's a mindset that you have every day.
This is The Playbook.
I am so excited because I actually have an athletic director that's under 50 years old. He must be a player. Martin Jarman, welcome to The Playbook.
David, good to see you, brother.
Now, I'm going to start out because you have an interesting title because it's tied to actually a sponsorship. And I had a ton of different ADs on here, but this is really cool because the Alice Nam and Liner Family Director of Athletics at UCLA is your formal title, which is a testament to the legacy of UCLA, which is why you are in an interesting position as a young athletic director, because anything athletic at UCLA reeks legacy. I sit on the Rose Bowl legacy board. It is legacy UCLA. Everything can be sponsored here. What was the pressure for you coming? I know you've been involved at Ohio State, Michigan, all the big schools, but to come here to the legendary athletic department of UCLA, what was that pressure like at such a young age?
I'm grateful for Allison and Nam Liner and the family for naming the athletic director position. It was a generous gift by their family, and they've been remarkable. They were one of the first calls that I made when I took the job. And so I'm just blessed and fortunate to be here. I mean, obviously, UCLA has such a rich tradition and history of success and excellence. I mean, you're talking about 119 national championships, second most in the country. Barrier breakers, Ann Myers-Drysdale, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jackie Robinson, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, Arthur Ashe. I mean, you can go on. Coach Wooden. I mean, you can go on and on with the level of excellence and success and leadership that UCLA athletics has lent itself to throughout the history of college athletics. So I'm just fortunate to be here. There's pressure, but I put the most pressure on myself, you know, because I have high expectations of myself, and what I want to do is help motivate and inspire young people and help them develop and help our staff and our coaches and colleagues work to make UCLA athletics the best program we can be.
And combined with the athletics, you talked about the social impact, but also the academics. And those, you know, that legacy has pervaded all. I'm in so many different schools, but the most significant one that I had when we represented Andrew Luck and went to his senior day, Warren Moon Hall of Fame quarterback and I were sitting in the cafeteria with Andrew, you know, talking about the draft. And I look over in the sports cafeteria where all of their athletes are, their number one competitor, UCLA, they have the pyramid of success. And Warren and I looked over there. He's a Pac-12, was a Pac-8 guy, we're old, but Pac-12 guy. And
Washington Husky, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and yeah. He would have went to UCLA as well back then if they would have accepted him. I think they underestimated how good he was going to be, as many people did. But moreover, you know, there's that pyramid of success. And it's amazing how so many business executives have taken the lessons learned from UCLA. The professionals that you don't know about, who I do business with, that run companies, that lead our country, amazing leaders. And I know as the athletic director, you see beyond just the number two basketball team in the country right now. You have all of these amazing professionals that are going to go and take the values, the character, the integrity that your department represents and change the world. You know, for you, what's most important? Is it winning championships, or is it empowering these students to understand we can win outside of the court, outside of the field as well?
Well, make no mistake, we're here to serve our students, you know, and our student athletes are at the core of what we do to help them inspire and reach the best level of themselves that they can be. You know, we want to help them when they come to Westwood and come to UCLA. We make a commitment to help them be their very best. And that's the goal. So we serve our student athletes. And here at UCLA, we talk about having an elite mindset. We talk about the word elite a lot. And that stands for energy, leadership, integrity, toughness, and excellence. And that's important. That's a mindset. That's not what happens on or off the result. That's not wins and losses. That's a mindset that you have every day. You've got to have energy and passion and juice to serve our students and do what we're capable of doing. You've got to start with leadership of yourself before you can lead others. That's what do you need to do personally to help you be your best, to give your colleagues, your teammates, our students your best. Integrity, we don't cut corners. We do things the right way here. That's non-negotiable here at UCLA. Toughness, that's grit. That's a level of see it through. Things are hard. You know, it's not easy being successful or great. It's hard. You got to have a level of determination and toughness to see things through. And finally, excellence, that last E, that's UCLA athletics. There's been a standard of excellence that we've aspired, that we've achieved and we aspire to at UCLA. So that's what we talk about, elite. And you talked about Coach Wooden and the pyramid of success. I remember my first job out of grad school was at Michigan State. And in my cubicle, I had the pyramid of success. And I read Coach Wooden's book. So I understand the importance of UCLA, the legacy of the pyramid and what we bring to people all over the world, because it affected me as a young guy coming into the business. And that's something that we try to hold those ideals and values up every day.
You know, I love interviewing athletic directors because there's a certain skill set, a certain knowledge, but also desire, right? And they take every win and loss just the same, if not worse, than a coach. But the interesting thing is, I think a lot of people don't understand the skill set of being a salesperson. Some of the greatest salespeople, we were talking about Jeremiah Donati, who was my lead agent.
That's my guy, Stanford, Jeremiah, right? Yeah.
And, you know, Gene over there at Smith at Ohio State, and Del Conte, and all the greats. They're all amazing salespeople. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for you, did you know getting into this business how much sales you had to do to be an athletic director?
No, I don't think you come into athletics thinking that you have to sell. You know, I think you come in because I was a former student athlete. So I came in because I had a great college experience. And I know there's so many people that poured into me that I wanted to do the same thing. But when you sit in this chair, you realize you sell. I mean, that's the reality. I tell people all the time, you know, there's two things that I sell. I either sell hope or I sell winning. You know, those are the two things. Either you're a winning program or a part of great success, and I'm selling, hey, be a part of this. You don't want to miss this. Or you're selling hope. There's a brighter future. This is why we need investment. This is why we need your engagement. This is why you need to get on now, because this program is going here. And so you're selling hope or you're selling winning. And that's really important for the athletic director, in my opinion, to do, because people want to be a part of success. You know, they want to experience that. You know, sports is an outlet for a lot of people. And make no mistake, we understand the importance of how we meet and engage people where they are. And so you're always selling. You're selling something like that. And I mean that in a positive way, because you can't take for granted what a fan or a parent or an alum or even a student, a recruit, you can't take for granted they're just going to love your program or want to engage. You've got to make sure you show that value every day of why you should support and why you should come out and support our games and do those things.
Yeah, it's so interesting, too, because you have such a wide gambit of an audience. So you have your alumni who have to engage. But you also have like my three daughters that are, you know, teenagers that are looking out there. And one of the criteria for them is I want to go to a school that has a winning team, mm-hmm. you know, or they want to participate. You know, one's a D1, you know, athlete. She wants to participate at a winning school, you know, doesn't want to go to a school that's going to lose. And so there is pressure.
That's important.
And part of that's selling to get the right coaches. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously there's no school that can talk about the coaches, your women's softball coach, you know, unbelievable record. They discount her, and I'm drawing a blank on her name.
Kelly, Inouye Perez. Kelly, she's great.
Right.
And great.
Then you have she's John Wooden. But, you know, selling the future is an important part of it. What are some of the things that you're trying to establish here for selling the future to my daughter who's looking at UCLA and saying, this is what I want her to see from this department?
Everything starts with people, you know, and I think our people are our biggest resource and talent that we have at UCLA. And you mentioned the coaches, you mentioned Kelly. Kelly's a Bruin. She's lived it. She played here. She loves it here. She's one of the best, if not the best, softball coaches in the country. And so the first thing that I sell is you want to come and be with a coach that cares about you more than just an athlete, that cares about you as a person, that is going to push you, but yet mold you and help you become your best. So what I sell first and foremost is our coaches and the people you're gonna work with every day. And then obviously sell the school. We're the number one public institution in the country. We have a lot going here at Westwood, over 137,000 applicants, the most applied to school in the country. There's a reason why people want to come to UCLA. And it's because of the experience you have and who you become when you leave Westwood. So first and foremost, we sell the people. We have great coaches, great staff, and we've got a great place to learn and to grow and develop young people. So I would tell your daughter that she needs to think about the people first, and we have great people, and then the place, and that's what makes you have an enriching experience.
And part of that for you coming and taking over here, talk about change. You know, you have not only the pandemic to deal with, but on top of it, NIL, which is the naming, image, and likeness rule, which mm-hmm. changes the entire economics of, you know, college sports. And I think it changes in the favor of a program like UCLA, which I know so well, an honest program. All it does is allows you to have more opportunity to recruit kids where some people may have been cheating in the past. And, you know, now those players go legit because they can take money over the table, you know, and they get that money now. It's an advantage to a program like UCLA because they've been so honest and that they're able to now create opportunity for college kids. But I really am interested, you know, you coming in, you have between the pandemic and NIL, you know, there's a bunch of other students that never were able to, you know, make a couple $100 for posting Dave Meltzer videos. You know, you're like, I like the captain of the baseball team. And, you know, yeah, it's an advantage yeah. now to say, hey, you know, if you like my stuff, there's a huge opportunity. How have you been able to pivot yourself in, you know, such probably the most challenging or changing time in the history of college athletics?
Make no mistake, this is one of the most chaotic times in college athletics, and it's chaos. And when you encounter chaos, what you try to do is be steady to normalize the rhythms and everything that is happening around you. You can't get on this emotional roller coaster up and down. You have to stay steady. And that's what I try to think about every day when I come and work. So name, image, and likeness, I love it. Because finally, our student athletes are getting the ability to go into business for themselves. That's really what it is. And that's what we do here in higher education. We teach you and we help mold you and develop you to where you can leave college and make money and find a profession and do things to better yourself and your family. That's what we do anyhow. So now, name, image, and likeness gives us that chance, that opportunity to help educate you even more. If you're going to make mistakes in business, I'd rather you make them here on campus than when you're a professional. So now we can talk about tax law. Now we can talk about brand alignment. Are you sure you want to sign this deal? This is what happens if you do this. And I don't want to name an industry, but you know, there's some risk reward to what you're signing up for. You understand good players and bad players in business. So from that standpoint, here in Westwood and at UCLA, we love it. You know, we've got a new program, name, image, and likeness called Westwood Ascent. And really its pillars are education. We have speakers come in, alumni from all walks of life in the professional ranks to help you understand. We have partnered with the Anderson School of Business here, Anderson School of Management, and help understand the business aspects and components of what you're doing. And so to us, it's really a great opportunity because our student athletes are exploring things that they never had a chance to. I mean, I'm seeing more about crypto. I'm learning from our student athletes a little bit about crypto, for example, that never would have happened before. So it's a unique opportunity in a time right now where we can help our students first and foremost. I'm always about that. If we can help them grow, if we can help them financially better themselves and learn business at the same time, absolutely. We can do that, but we also are in a place where I think we're making it more attractive in the value proposition of coming to UCLA because of what you're exposed to here in Westwood and LA and this market. It's the options are unlimited. So it's a good thing for UCLA, but it's most importantly, it's a good thing for student athletes.
Yeah, I was pitching to the NCAA years ago and talked as an example, Troy Aikman, and I said, you know, there's a corporation that's making those jerseys and you're telling me that Troy has nothing to do with it. I said, what if, you know, 1 week before the season, you know, Troy decided, you know, I'm gonna switch my number. What kind of pressure would he have had? right. all those hundreds of thousands of Troy Aikman jerseys yeah. that were already printed and ready to go. And
I think LeBron tried to do that with Anthony Davis when they signed,
remember
you know,
that?
And they said, no, not this year.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then you had musicians that could have multi-platinum albums that were in college on music scholarships, by the way. And there was mm-hmm. no conflict at all for those musicians. Moving forward, one of the other things about being athletic director, since I like to get into the playbook, that I think's the hardest for me, because I think with my background, I would enjoy what you do. I'm a mm-hmm. great salesperson. I like to inspire kids. I like to teach, like to make social change, mm-hmm. build the future. And look, women and men, more CEOs than any other common attribute played college sports than any other common denominator of the Fortune 500, especially wow. women. I mean, it's like in 90 percentile that women CEOs in the Fortune 500 all played college athletics.
Oh, wow.
Something special about it. But to that manner, one of the things I don't like about being athletic director is firing coaches. Right.
Yeah,
and I see it on all my friends and I can see your face change.
Yeah, it's tough.
Because you have a personal relationship when you bring a coach in. And sometimes you and I both know it's not the coach's fault.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of factors that go
yeah,
into
a lot of factors. So how do you deal with having to hire and fire because of the record maybe when it comes down to that and have to move on just to have a change? Is that difficult for you or what challenge does that face?
It's very difficult. Everything for me starts with having a humanistic approach. You know, at the end of the day, these are people. We're all people. We all have families and different situations. And so anytime you're making a change or a transition, it's tough. It's a difficult, but I try to approach it from a humanistic approach and have empathy and understanding that this kind of decision, I don't take it lightly because it impacts people's lives in a significant way. So it's always difficult to make a transition because you pour so much of yourself into coaches and staff and you want people to do well and succeed. And when it doesn't work out that way, it's disappointing to you, it's disappointing to the staff. And it's hard, it's a tough thing when you make transitions with people because at the end of the day, you know, we all work hard and we're all trying to do our best. But you have to make decisions in the best interest of the institution and you have to understand that. So from that perspective, I try to approach transitions from a humanistic way, but also understanding I've got to do what's best for UCLA and our program and the students that we serve. You know, when they come to UCLA, they sign up for an experience. And we try to give them a world-class experience. And that part of that is coaching and success off the field, off the court, and on academically, athletically, socially. And so you evaluate things. And if you have to make a transition, you do it. But you do it in a humanistic way as much as you can and have empathy because, you know, it's a tough thing for people to digest. And you know, no one wants to do that.
Last thing that I find so interesting, there's no greater legacy. And we could list out all day long the championships. I know at one time, if not still, that UCLA, if they were their own country, would have more gold medals than every country but five or something. I mean, the list, I'm a UCLA fan myself. It's ridiculous how many things you have. But with such tradition, it's amazing how progressive you are. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not just because of your age, but you are one of the most progressive athletic directors that I know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I love it because in order to be progressive, and I've done so in a different respect, being in digital media as a middle-aged mutant turtle, you know, like everyone else is dancing on TikTok and I have a bigger following than all my kids combined, right? So I must do something progressive. But moreover, you know, to be progressive is to understand not to listen to what other people want for you, not to listen to what's missing or what you don't want. You really have to understand what I call the Shakespearean revival. What I mean by that is to thine own self be true.
Mm-hmm.
And two, understand the stage theory of progressive, meaning we're here today and there's a couple people in the office, but knowing that we could modify this to impact so many more people, amplify it all over the world for kids to see and adults to see. And it's also perpetual. Mm-hmm. So someone can go back and say, you know, Dave had this guy on. I love Chris Del Conte. He's amazing or whatever. And to be that progressive is so important. How much pressure or heat did you get? Because some of the decisions you make are not you know, old school athletic director decisions. Is there any pressure on you to do what other people think is right?
Absolutely. Anytime you do something that is in a non-traditional way, you get criticism and people don't understand. And usually with lack of understanding comes heat, right?
You're right.
And so
it's a lot easier if you win, though.
It's a lot easier if you win. But, you know, I'm big on meeting people where they are. You know, that's part of the main reason I use social media so much is because our students are on social media. They're on Instagram, TikTok. They're on all LinkedIn, that, right? And so you've got to meet people where they are and you have to be authentic. I'm going to be myself. You know, I can only be the best version of myself. I can't be someone else as good, right? And so if you have that level of authenticity, and then you also have to have a sense of anticipation, you know, go where the, you know, skate where the puck is going.
Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got to be able to see that. And I think you have to have an insatiable appetite for learning. I try to learn all the time. And I think the more you work at learning, listening to podcasts, reading books, making yourself uncomfortable. You know, I don't have a TikTok account, but I follow, my wife shows me TikTok accounts all the time. And I follow because I understand young people learn that way. So if you think about TikTok from a learning perspective or social media, then we want to educate. I need to be there because I need to help understand how people are consuming information, how they are learning, how they are growing. And so that's part of that. So I need to be there. But at the end of the day, you know, I can't worry about if people don't understand it. If I feel in my heart that it's the right thing to do and it's going to help me reach people and impact change, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to feel empowered to do it. And, you know, you just can't, there's a level of, in this role, there's a level of blinders you have to have because it can get nasty out there, especially you point out when you lose, you know. I try to not get on social media after certain losses because you know what it's going to be. But at the end of the day, if every day your approach is, I'm going to do what's best for my institution, for my athletic program. And I want to be innovative and bold, but it starts with being myself, you know, and that's who I am. And I do things a little unconventionally, but hey, that's okay because that's the only way I know how to be as effective as I'm trying to be.
Well, Martin Jarman, you are a true leader, athletic director here at UCLA. A leader is someone that's an intelligent follower. And that's what I hear, the greatest playbook to success that we've learned here today with you. I appreciate you coming on. This is David Meltzer with The Playbook.